Shishi Radha Krishna Gopaya Samakun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shivindavan Nam Ki Jai Shrimaya Purnav Nam Ki Jai Gangamai Ki Jai Jamunamai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Gopaymanandi All glorious assembled devotees All glorious assembled devotees All glories to some devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. So this morning we read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I thought for this book distribution seminar we would also we'd read from another book, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Appropriate for our morning hearing. So this is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25, The Glories of Devotional Service, text number 21, very famous verse. Titikshiva krunika surda sarvadehinama jatta satvata shanta sarva sarabhushanam. The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures, and all his characteristics are sublime. Purport: a sadhu, as described above, is a devotee of the Lord. His concern, therefore, is to enlighten people in devotional service to the Lord. That is his mercy. He knows that without devotional service to the Lord, human life is spoiled. A devotee travels all over the country from door to door, preaching. Quote, be Krishna conscious. Be a devotee of Lord Krishna. Don't spoil your life in simply fulfilling your animal propensities. Human life is meant for self-realization or Krishna consciousness. These are the preachings of a sadhu. He is not satisfied with his own liberation. He always thinks about others. He is the most compassionate personality towards all the fallen souls. One of his qualifications, therefore, is karunika, great mercy to the fallen souls. While engaged in preaching work, he has to meet with so many opposing elements, and therefore the sadhu or devotee of the Lord has to be very tolerant. Someone may ill-treat him because the conditioned souls are not prepared to receive the transcendental knowledge of devotional service. They do not like it. That is their disease. The sadhu has the thankless task of impressing upon them the importance of devotional service. Sometimes devotees are personally attacked with violence. Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, Haridas Thakur was caned in 22 marketplaces. And Lord Chaitanya's principal assistant, Nityananda, was violently attacked by Jagai and Madan. But still, they were tolerant because their mission was to deliver the fallen souls. One of the qualifications of a sadhu is that he is very tolerant and is merciful to all fallen souls. He is merciful because he is the well-wisher of all living entities. He is not only a well-wisher of human society, but a well-wisher of animal society as well. It is said here, sarva dehinam, which indicates all living entities who have accepted material bodies. Not only the human beings have a material body, but other living entities, such as the cats and dogs, also have material bodies. Om Jnanatmanandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Mulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Krodha Vatsalam Kambhum Langhaya Te Guru Yat Kripataram Vande Sri Gurum Dinadharam Vancha Kapati Vyusya Kripasana Devacha Padidhanam Havani Vaishnava Yoga Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Vaidyarara Shvasti Gaurvati Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, preaching or book distribution has many, many advantages to it. One is that we get quickly purified by going out on book distribution, because it's a bit of an austerity. We don't like to get rejection. That's one of the main things that we have to tolerate when we go out preaching. We get rejection. No, no, no. Sometimes it's hot. Here it gets very hot. It gets cold also. So you have to tolerate the bodily inconvenience and tolerate the nose. But this is good, because tolerance is a very, very, very important quality of a Vaishnava. So it's very good. We exercise our tolerance when we go on book distribution. Just like now the Olympics are coming up. So many thousands and thousands of people, they want to be on the Olympic team. So there's so much exercise to get on the team and to get the gold medal. So we also won a medal. Srila Prabhupada said, we want a certificate from Krishna saying this person has done something good for me. And the best good that we can do is to give Krishna consciousness to others. Because people are suffering. They're not suffering because of a lack of food or clothing or housing. Of course, that's also there, but the main thing is lack of Krishna consciousness. Just like the six Goswamis, they didn't have a home. They were homeless, living under a different tree every night. They ate very little, slept very little. And if someone were to see them, they probably didn't look very neat and clean. You know, so they might think, oh, that's a vagabond or something. But they're greatest Vaishnavas. Nana Shastra Vichara Naikinapanasa Dharma Samstapa. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing religious principles throughout the world. And so this book distribution mission, this is a continuation of the desire of these six Goswamis. They wanted this knowledge, this mercy of Krishna to be spread throughout the world. And Srila Prabhupada, he fulfilled that desire of not only the six Goswamis, all the Acharyas. They wanted the glories of Krishna to be spread throughout the world. And of course, this is coming from the compassion of Krishna. He says, out of compassion for them, I, dwelling within their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So the continuation of that compassion is that he comes himself and he speaks the Bhagavad Gita and gives us this sublime knowledge. Out of compassion for us, he sends his pure devotee, and Srila Prabhupada, he sends his Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So many great acharyas, he comes out of compassion for us. And that compassion is still continuing in this ISKCON society. Srila Prabhupada very firmly implanted the importance of this book distribution. He wanted at least one BBT book in each home on the planet. So that's a big mission. We have a lot of work ahead. So this is also the desire of Lord Chaitanya. He instructed Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, go door to door preaching the message of Krishna. So here we have God, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instructing God, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, to preach door to door. So we're going to be doing that today, door to door, some of us, hopefully, get more. So this is very auspicious. We're carrying on the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. He is the most munificent because he's freely given out this Krishna consciousness. And this is, although the movement isn't spreading as much as it did in the past when Srila Prabhupada was here, still it's spreading. All over the world, people are becoming devotees through this book distribution. Last year, we distributed about 7 million books around the world. Every year, it's increasing. And now, I think it's also increasing in Dallas. Yeah. So this is what pleased Srila Prabhupada very much. So by this going out on book distribution, not only does our tolerance level increase, but we also, hopefully we develop compassion also. You have to build up these spiritual muscles, exercise these, tolerance and compassion. Because these qualities are very pleasing to Krishna. Of course, compassion is it's not an easy quality to attain because we're conditioned souls. What's the nature of a conditioned soul is envy, is there opposite of compassion. So we're trying to develop this compassion. Srila Prabhupada, he writes that compassion, a person who is unable to bear another's distress, is compassion. A person who's unable to bear another's distress, can't stand seeing others suffer. A very exalted position there. It's very elevated. Paradukaduki. And of course, Srila Prabhupada, pure devotee, he exemplified that many times. He would see the karmis engaged in their useless activities, and he would just, his compassion would come out. There was one, he was driving, him to chant japa someplace, and he saw that there were some people in the field and they were doing something there. And Prabhupada, what are they doing? Well, Prabhupada, they have a stick and there's a ball, and they hit this ball in a hole. It's called golf. And Prabhupada just started crying. He said, it's simply another way to waste their time to forget Krishna. He started crying. So much compassion. This human form of life is it's a rare form of life. So many different forms. So we're so fortunate we have this human form of life. But people are wasting this human form of life in the activities of the animals. Ahara nidra bhayamaitunam cha samanyamepa asubhi naranam. What are the animals doing? Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. So this is what the human beings are doing now. So this book distribution is meant to help them wake up. You have a great opportunity now to understand the Absolute Truth, the Tato Brahma Jyasa. Now is the time to inquire about the Absolute Truth. So there's so much knowledge being distributed, so many books, but it's all just continuing their illusion. But this knowledge can free them from their bondage of material existence. So we're very fortunate that we have this knowledge to give to the people. So we just have to go out and try to encourage them. But to do that, we have to be inspired ourselves. Otherwise, why would we go out, right? If we're not inspired ourselves to go out, why would we do it? So where does that inspiration come from? It comes from Srila Prabhupada and from Krishna. If we read Srila Prabhupada's books enthusiastically and attentively, then there's nothing that is more inspiring than reading his books, because they're very powerful. Prabhupada's books are very powerful. And again, he's explaining and emphasizing the importance of getting this knowledge out to the people. So if you want to get inspiration, there's no better way than to read Prabhupada's books. And also chanting the holy name. And one thing about book distribution is that if you know you're going on book distribution, just like today, many of us are going on book distribution. So when you know you're going to go out, you're going to face the public, generally your morning program is much more attentive. Because you know, you got to be spiritually strong. You chant attentive rounds and you read Prabhupada's book. At least I've had this experience. It gives impetus to have strong sadhana when you know you're going to go out on book distribution. Because purity is the force. We have to have spiritual strength in order to convince people to take Prabhupada's books. And Srila Prabhupada, he said, it's by the sincerity of his devotees that books are distributed. I remember there was one guest in L.A. Temple. He was a salesman, professional salesman. He's very good at it. So he heard about the devotees going out on book distribution in the airport. So he asked, hey, can I go along and distribute some books with you? I'm a salesman. Yeah, come on. So he was distributing with me. And I've been distributing for a while, so it's rather, Krishna's given me some risk, I'm able to distribute a good amount of books. So he was trying to distribute books all around me. No one would take a book. The whole day long, no one took one book from me. And he was shocked. And meanwhile, I was distributing books all around him. He couldn't believe it. Why is this? I'm a salesman. I said, well, a lot of this is not just mundane salesmanship. You got to really be plugged in to the spiritual process. This is not mundane. So this is spiritual salesmanship. You got to be plugged in. You got to chant 16 rounds. You know, read Prabhupada's books. You have to, you know, it's a whole. He didn't chant rounds. He didn't read. Or it's just mundane salesmanship. So they thought, oh, okay, that explains it. That explains it. So it's by the mercy of Krishna that we can distribute books. And it's very pleasing to Krishna. It's like we've all joined this movement to become devotees, to please Krishna. So there's nothing that is more pleasing to Krishna than to go out and try to give his message to the conditioned souls. And sometimes it's a little difficult to do that. But Krishna, he gives help. If we sincerely want to spread his message, then there's a nice little line or purport. Prabhupada says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, upon seeing the sincere devotee's desire to uplift the conditioned souls in their spiritual life, enlightens the people from within to take books. Very interesting statement. Krishna, upon seeing the sincerity of the devotee, he enlightens the non-devotees from within to take books. Like sometimes it's amazing how many books devotees can do. There was one devotee, he distributed 900 books in one day. Big books. because he was floating in that spiritual energy. So it's a very nice energy, spiritual energy. And that's one of the most fulfilling experiences on book distribution that I've had. Is you, every day you feel the reciprocation of Krishna. It's like the atheists, they say, oh, where is God? Just try going on Sankirtan. Then you'll experience God. Very, very clearly, you experience the reciprocation of Krishna. Sometimes, you know, it's the knock on the head. And sometimes it's the flower. But it's good. Either is good. It's absolute. Sometimes it's difficult. But that's also good. That's actually when it's most purifying. This is really good. Yeah. The fire of ordeal. When you boil butter, the impurities come out, and then you just have pure ghee. So Sankirtan is like that also. You're getting purified. And the false ego, and the lust, and the greed, it gets washed out. And then what happens? If we keep doing this activity, then you just have pure desire to serve Krishna. And he says, Ya idang paramang bhuyam, mad bhakti sovdhasati. He says, anybody who is distributing this secret of the Bhagavad Gita, teachings of Bhagavad Gita, is most dear to me. And there'll never be anyone more dear. Actually, it says in that verse that anybody who's explained this devotee, this knowledge to my devotees, but Hridayananda Maharaj, he recently mentioned that it doesn't mean his devotees, but those who are devoted. Distribute the books to who are devoted. So there's a lot of people out there that are actually want to know about God, who are devoted. They may not be devotees of Krishna, but there's many, many people that they get a book and they're like, oh, wow, this is fantastic. Shortly after they become devotees. So, there's so many people that aren't interested, there's people that are interested. And they probably gave the example of the dry grass. If you put a spark on dry grass, immediately, not too long, it flames up. If you put that spark on cement, then it gradually goes out. And you put the spark in water, immediately it goes out. So that's the mode of ignorance. Immediately you take the spark and you put it in water, immediately it goes out. That's the mode of ignorance, no interest. And then you take the spark, you put it on cement, it gradually goes out. Yeah, maybe a little bit interested. But there's people that they just hear about Krishna, oh, very nice. So that's the spark on the dry grass. So this is what we're looking for. And there's people that are like that are looking. And if we're not out there to give them Krishna consciousness, then they'll find something else. There's so many spiritual movements that they can connect to. So, Tatikshava, Karunika, to be tolerant, to be compassionate. Srila Prabhupada said that if you want compassion, then you should pray to Srimati Radharani, because she is the personification of compassion. Therefore in Vrindavan, what are we all here? Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Because if we can get the mercy of Srimati Radharani, surely then we'll get the mercy of Krishna. So she is the embodiment, personification of compassion. But compassion is not an easy quality to attain. But if we pray to the compassionate nature of Srimati Radharani, then it's possible. And this compassion is a wonderful quality. It's something you don't very often see. Yeah. Real compassion you only see in pure devotees. So we also, we're trying to be devotees. So this is a very important quality we should pray fervently to get this compassion. So what's the opposite of compassion? Contempt. I don't care. I don't care about them. Not a very good quality, right? Yeah, they deserve it anyway. Sinful rascals, they deserve it. Let them suffer. Which is true, actually. They deserve what they have coming to them. But still, a devotee is compassionate. Just like a doctor, he may be treating a patient, has lung cancer. So the doctor asked him, do you smoke? He said, yeah, I've been smoking for 40 years. Well, what do you expect? You know, of course you're going to get cancer, you idiot. You know, just let them, you know. No, the doctor's not going to do that. Just suffer, you fool, you idiot. You know, smoke for 40 years, what do you expect? No, he's still going to treat the patient. Out of compassion, try to help. So, although the non-devotees have committed so many sinful activities, are getting so many reactions, still a devotee has compassion. Because everyone is the eternal servant of Krishna. And Krishna, he wants them to go back to him. Krishna, he wants to increase his family of devotees. He wants them to stop their suffering, just like a kind father. He sees he has one of his sons that goes adrift and engaged in all kinds of nonsense activity. Still, he's always thinking of his son, how to bring his son back. So Krishna, he is the kindest. Srila Prabhupada says in one purport, that a mother is naturally very kind to her children. So Prabhupada says that Krishna is millions and millions of times more kind than the kindest mother. Very kind. So therefore he comes to help us. And therefore we're here because of the mercy, because of the kindness of Krishna, we're here hearing about Krishna. So he wants everybody to hear about Krishna. He wants everybody to hear the glories of Krishna. And many times Srila Prabhupada said this is the best way for people to hear the glories of Krishna through book distribution. There's no better way. Because we have Harinam, when people hear the Harinam, and then they go on. But they get a book, they take the book home, and they get a chance to hear. Therefore, this is called the Brihat. The Brihat Mridanga. So, of course, it's not, it's not easy to give these Brihat Mridangas out. But it's very good for ourselves, it's very good for the people, it's very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, very pleasing to Krishna. But it's especially purifying to us. Prabhupada, he says in one lecture, I think, that for one who is desiring a comfortable life in Krishna consciousness, advancement will be very slow. For one who is desiring a comfortable life in Krishna consciousness, advancement will be very slow. So to go out, to give people Krishna consciousness, it's a little bit of an austerity, but this is good. It's an austerity for the pleasure of Krishna. Prabhupada, he wrote the Gurukul teachers here in Dallas back in the early 70s. Teach the children the joy of austerity. Seems like a contradiction in terms of the joy of austerity. Because generally austerity is not joyful. But it is. Because it's purifying. Lord Yashodev, he says, Nayam Deho, Hebhajam Loki, Kustam Kaman Arhate Vidbujandam. Tapodivyam Puttakayena Satung Sujajismat Brahmasokyam Svanantam. He says that persons who have accepted material bodies, persons who have accepted the human form of life, they shouldn't waste their time in engaging in the activities of the animals. But they should engage in austerities. Brahmasokyam Tvanantam. And by these austerities, one experiences a happy life. Brahmasokyam Tvanantam. A blissful life. Get purified. It's good. It's very good. I could confess to you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, my most wonderful experiences in Krishna consciousness or in this lifetime had been on book distribution. It's just ecstatic. Of course, in the beginning, it was a little difficult. What was that Krishna says? That which is like poison in the beginning, nectar in the end, in the mode of goodness. And that which is like nectar in the beginning, and poison in the end, mode of passion. So, book distribution, a little austere, but it becomes very, very nice if you can continue with it. It's very nice. I travel all around the world and I hear so many wonderful stories of how people came to Krishna consciousness by getting Srila Prabhupada's books. It was very inspiring. Actually, I'm compiling a book right now, a 900-page book of how people came to Krishna consciousness and realizations of devotees and quotes from Prabhupada. So it's being edited by Dravida Prabhu now, so hopefully it will inspire more book distribution. So this morning we were hearing from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Maharaj is speaking. There was many great Vaishnavas of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the one that sticks out the most, who had the most compassion, was Vasudev Das. He was lamenting upon seeing the suffering of the conditioned soul, so he told Lord Chaitanya, or he desired, and he said to Lord Chaitanya, please, may all the sins of everyone in the universe come upon me so they can be liberated and go back to God. Imagine this compassion. This is real compassion. Lord Chaitanya, he started crying when he heard this, because it wasn't just from the lips. He really, really had this compassion. So we can just get a small glimpse of that little spark of that compassion. Really nice. So they can come. We have to pray. Srimati Radharani. So we may not have that compassion. I certainly don't. But I do this service of book distribution as a duty. In the beginning it can be like that, as a duty. We know how important it is to Srila Prabhupada, how pleasing it is to Krishna. So in the beginning we can just do it as a duty. And even if there's not a result, if you go out, like today we're going to go out on book distribution, even if there's not a result, even if you don't distribute one book, still you're successful. Because Krishna, when he was going to try to stop the battle between the Kurus and the Pandavas, or the Yadavas, he said to Yudhisthira that he was going to try to stop this battle, and he left and he went to see Vidura before he went to meet them. And Vidura tried to discourage him from going to speak to Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra, because he said, they're just going to offend you, you know, they're not going to listen to you. So then, Krishna, he said, the wise have stated, that anybody that goes out of their way to perform a virtuous activity, even if there is no result, still he receives the merit, still he gets the benefit. So this is the statement of Krishna. I don't know who the wise person was that said that. This is the words of Krishna. So just by your attempt to go out and distribute books, you're successful. What to speak if you also distribute books? We also want that. There was one devotee who said, well, I'll just think of distributing 1,000,000 books today and I get the merit. No, it doesn't work. They don't get the books. We also want the people to get books. Don't just think about it. That said, also in Kali Yuga, you don't get reactions for mental offenses, but you get the results from mental service. Interesting. Special concession for Kali Yuga. Srila Prabhupada, he says, as long as we are not compassionate to the conditioned souls, then we're third class. So we want to become first class devotees. So according to this statement, this is how to become first class. To have compassion for the conditioned souls. And if we don't have it, then third class. So it's a very important part of our devotional life. So maybe I'll stop there. Is there any question or comment? So the question is, how about e-books? What about, is that a problem now that so many people are reading e-books? Will people continue to buy our paperback books? Srila Prabhupada once said that there will always be customers for his books. Wherever there are sincere devotees that want to distribute books, there'll be customers.
E-books refers to Prabhupada's
e-books. Oh, Prabhupada e-books. Okay. Distribute Prabhupada's e-books? Well, now people can read Prabhupada's books on the internet for free. Krishna.com. You can read all of Prabhupada's books for free on the internet. And people are. A lot of people are reading Prabhupada's books on the internet. And many times when I distribute books, I distribute with pamphlet and it has Krishna.com on there. So if they don't have money, I just tell them, well, you can read all the books just on that website. And it's a good website. Sometimes students come by the next day after I gave them the pamphlet and they looked on the internet, they come by and say, you know, that's a really good website. I spent hours and hours and hours on there yesterday. I'm going to go on there again today. So that's good, yeah. To have the internet access, yeah. Especially students, they can't afford Prabhupada's books, so they can just read Prabhupada's books on the internet.
Will it replace the hard copy? Will the e-books can replace the hard copies?
I think there'll always be people. I mean, just like I travel a lot, and wherever I go, people are reading books. Everywhere I go, just people like to have a book in front of them. They don't like to always have this electronical stuff in front of them, isn't it? You get tired of it after. So a lot of people just spend hours and hours and hours in front of a computer. They want to sit and read a book, you know, with paper and ink. So I think that will always be there. And we still have, although e-books are so popular now, wherever you go in the world, still there's bookstores, you know, huge, Borden's bookstore, so many bookstores all over. People are still buying books. That won't stop. So we don't have to worry about that. So I was going to speak a little bit about this this verse also, where in this verse, it's a Kapila Dev. He says that a devotee is also friendly to all living entities. So this is an important point when we're on book distribution. We have to be very, very friendly. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, he says, Sarva Bhuteshu Yaiksa. I think that's it. He says that in the mode of goodness, or knowledge in the mode of goodness, means to see the individual living entity within everyone, although situated in different forms. So sometimes we become a little fearful, you know, some big tech center, you know, we become a little fearful. But actually everybody is a spirit soul. Everybody is the eternal servant of Krishna. So when we approach people, we should approach with that mentality. Everybody is the eternal servant of Krishna, spirit soul. And if you have this mentality when you're approaching people, it's very good, very nice. You overcome fear, anxiety, just to have this knowledge. And not only to have the knowledge of the spirit soul, but next to the spirit soul is the super soul. And the super soul is very pleased that we're out distributing books. Because the living entity has been traveling throughout, you know, millions of lifetimes, millions of bodies, not getting an opportunity to hear about Krishna. So now finally this person is getting an opportunity to hear about Krishna. So the super soul is very, very pleased. And also the soul is pleased, but a little covered. Like sometimes when I distribute books, they say I'm not interested. It happens a lot, right? Not interested. So I tell them up here, you're not interested. But, and then I point to the heart here, deep down, you're very interested. So, deep down, everybody is interested. We just have to break through the covering of Maya. So one other thing I wanted to discuss is sometimes when we distribute books, just to have the the first thing to say, what do you say? You know, first thing. Right? What do you say when you first approach someone?
Well, usually if I'm in a parking lot, I say hello, are you from around here? Something to try to break the ice.
Yeah, that's good. We're going door to door, so you're not going to say that.
I'm not really experienced anymore.
You know, there's one lady, Nidra, Mother Nidra, in Denver. She's got a very good thing. She says, the first thing she says to him, Hare Krishna. We're having a world book distribution festival today. And we're distributing books in 80 different languages. And this is one of the books here in Bhagavad Gita. Very nice thing to say. She's one of the biggest book distributors in the country. Nice thing to say. Hare Krishna. We're having a world book distribution festival today. And we're distributing books in 80 different languages. And this is one of them. We'd like you to participate in. So, nice thing to say. So if you were wondering what to say, so that's a nice thing to say when you're distributing today.